As host of The Daily Show, Jon Stewart regularly mocks U.S. policy in Iraq. He calls it Mesopotamia. Well, tonight he gets an award from the Washington, D.C. branch of the United Service Organization, the USO. The USO is a private group that provides entertainment to the troops. Think Bob Hope, the Rockettes, Jessica Simpson. Jon Stewart's here now. He's actually on the road driving himself from New York to Washington to accept this award. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. You make driving yourself from New York to Washington seem like I'm like Jason in the Argonauts. It's really pretty well. It's pretty well mapped out.
I know, it's kind of a straight shot. Well, what did you think when you heard you were getting this award?
I thought that that was very kind of them to do that because I would imagine there are more people that have done far more than I, including everyone that I've ever met in the USO Washington Metro office. I should probably be giving it to them.
Have you ever been to Iraq?
Have I ever been to Iraq?
Yeah.
No.
Is it something you might consider as part of a USO tour?
I would probably consider it. I'm not so sure my wife would be crazy about it.
Uh-huh.
That's been the thing. This is mostly for visits to the Washington area hospitals.
Right. So this is actually for you visiting the troops at Walter Reed, right?
I don't know what else I've done, so I'm assuming it's that. It could be like I was the seventh caller. I don't really know how they picked it.
Well, you have visited soldiers at Walter Reed Army Hospital there in the Washington D.C. area, and
Bethesda Naval as well.
And Bethesda Naval, what kind of reaction do you get from them?
Well, most of the time they're on morphine.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, that's the best audience. Anytime you're on opiates, pretty much every bit of material goes over. It's very interesting because the soldiers are a cross section of America, just a lot braver,
uh-huh.
And they are remarkably apolitical, remarkably humble. You know, I get more out of the visits than I think they ever do.
Mm-hmm. Let's just turn to politics for just a second, and I just want to ask you about a lot of pundits did credit Hillary Clinton's appearance on your show before the Ohio and Texas vote as pivotal, that she appeared funny, that she was relaxed, that she came across really well. How do you feel as host of The Daily Show, a comedy show, as how do you feel playing such, well, what could be a pivotal role in this campaign?
Well, if the pundits said it, then I can't imagine that it would be wrong, because I don't recall them being wrong before. So if that's what they were suggesting, then I must be a kingmaker.
Well, do you ever feel uncomfortable with that role? Because, you know, it's not just the pundits who say that.
If being put over the top for a presidential nomination was as easy as appearing on, you know, a basic cable program, I think our booking sheet would be far busier. You know, we also had Chris Dodd on. I don't recall him getting the Stewart bump.
Maybe he got the Colbert bump. I don't know.
Could have gotten the Colbert bump. That might have been a better shot for him.
Jon Stewart, thank you very much.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, please.
Where's Pennsylvania Avenue? I'm lost.
Keep going south. You can't miss it.
This city is not designed properly.
I'm sorry, you're lost. Okay, well, Jon, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
That's Jon Stewart, host of The Daily Show and soon-to-be award winner from the USO's chapter in Washington, on the road from New York to Washington to accept that award.